The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI Live in 10 a.m.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 on the highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well. 340 on the highway, friend. In Kapalooey. Super great prize.
The best advice.
A huge selection. Sports nutrition. Earth proteins and vitamins. Health foods, organic, grocery too. All at Alive and Well. Super great price. The best advice. You'll love Alive and Well.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today. And we've got an exciting show for you. So slide up close to the phone. Or
it's
your
a
phone.
Radio.
You may be listening on the phone.
Right.
Forgot the old name for radio.
Oh, there it is. Very good, dear. I'm proud of you.
And here we go.
Okay. And we're nutrition specialists. With over 40 years' experience in the field of alternative health therapies and the proud and happy owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well, an incredible center for the most amazing supplements and choices you can't get anywhere else, terrific prices, and also the proud and happy owners of the Broth Cafe at Alive and Well. Incredibly organic, incredibly wonderfully choiced for the different menus that are incredible. We have vegan, we have vegetarian, we have the wild fish, we have the organic meats. All of those different choices are there and incorporated. And remember, and when we're talking about a loving family, it's a loving family along with the Maui Organic Farmers, where we get the beautiful fresh produce every single day, organically raised, all incorporated in the magnificent foods at the broth at Alive.
With the Vortex water.
With the Vortex water.
All right.
You want to say a little about Vortex?
A little Vortex. I'm
without
just,
the New York accent.
I'm spinning in delight talking about the Vortex water.
Talk about that cascading of the ancient times, or when you look at...
Well, that's what I see when I see the water coming out of the faucet into their 5-gallon containers or the gallon containers or their little 1-pint grab-and-go containers. I see the swirling action of the water coming out. It reminds me of just that, an alpine village, all right? And in this alpine village, they're serving Vortex water.
That's right.
Natural Vortex,
yeah,
from the Alps, right?
Right, and those dream places that we had. I know I had that as a child, living in New York and on Long Island. I always wanted to go someplace up there where I could see the streams of water, have a little place all to myself, all there, that's all.
And what it is.
So there are so many benefits with the Vortex power, energizing, strength, the immune system, 99999, free of all toxic chemicals.
What's
no
this
plastic. Well,
they can't
say 100%. Nothing in life can be, but it's when they're saying the most complete percentage of freedom from any toxic chemical or waste product.
And it restructures the water
to
what it is in the wildlife.
That's exactly right. And they say the complex order of molecules in our body, the structure of this water, plays a major role in the stability and strength of tissues and bones. Okay?
How about that?
Isn't that beautiful? Cell availability. And it's just amazing how it is energizing. They're talking about how it increases the number of free hydrogen bonds and the free electrons in the water regenerates.
That's the
eliminates
major
the
point.
Free radicals.
That's,
yes.
That's what the Vortex does, the Vortex action. It's like water tumbling down the mountain stream on
Absolutely.
Rocks and trees and whatever else it is. Keeping that water active, volatile, alive.
That's right.
Alive and well water.
And no poisons or toxins. And that's the only water that's used for every recipe, for any tea or anything that's done at the Broth Cafe. It's only the Vortex water.
When you're talking broth, you're talking about Vortex broth.
That's Vortex is the base. Absolutely. With
but
all
I
the organic
talk,
foods.
I want to talk about the broth.
Oh, please go ahead,
the broth.
Darling. Please go ahead. Yes.
Folks, if you really want to see the entire menu, if you want to and place your own order yourself, you can do the whole thing if you go to broth@aliveandwell.com. okay? There you pull up the entire menu, pictures, all the whole thing, showing you how great everything is. And it's easier to place your order at the app because oftentimes people are at the, when you make the phone call, folks at behind the bar fixing the food and taking the orders and getting helping everybody standing up at the counter and taking your order by phone, sometimes they get mixed up. And they've got a broth order on the phone and somebody else in broth order in front of them, and they're talking. And mm-hmm. things don't get done them really 100% the way you want them. Well, you can make it 100%. 100%. Go to broth at aliveandwell.com. You'll see the entire panoply of choices of delicious food, how to order, and when you want to pick it up, or if you'd like to have us deliver it to your car in the parking lot.
Anything you'd like okay. that way. Anything like it'll be ready for you.
At the time you want it.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's right.
So there's no confusion with the orders.
Broth at aliveandwell.com. Isn't that beautiful? That is great. And remember, too, what's also marvelously available are the very intensely squeezed. This is a special kind of equipment where you don't get a lot of any kind of waste product. You get very intense juicing of all organic, 100% mm-hmm. organic juices, many, many different choices. Dennis and I are enormous fans, and we go towards the green juices, and we focus on that every mm-hmm. single day from the Glow cleanses, and they're only bottled in glass, and they're also present there for you to include in your choices of a very healthy light.
And you can call an order.
And you can call an order at 877-4950, and the broth.
And if you're going to clean yourself out a little bit, if you want to detox, I don't mean clean yourself out. I mean to detox, okay?
We made Gary laugh. I love it. We made Gary laugh. Gary dance, okay? Show Dennis what to do. He's doing it.
He's doing it.
I wish this was sometimes on TV. You could see Gary dancing over there in the corner.
Gary,
and
Gary,
Dennis might get the message.
Okay. Gary, you had your moment. Please sit down. Let's go back. Get back on the engineer board there. Okay.
Go ahead.
And so call Belinda at Alive and Well, 877-4950. And she will set up a special counseling with you at no charge to devise, create, and originate a program specifically for you and your plan, your dietary
That's
health
right.
improvement program.
That's
okay?
exactly right. And so wonderful, so detoxifying, and so delicious and marvelous and intense and of course, completely organic. Now, I want to start by saying, too, that Dennis and I are not doctors. We don't pretend to be. We don't put people on medications, take them off. Doctor's area. And we are not making claims about cures. But when we speak about testimonials, we're talking about wonderful friends that come in and share with us about what great nutrition, maybe a little guidance or a little information that we shared with them that they applied to their lives and how grateful and happy they are. That's the testimonials. We are not claiming cures, okay? But we love to report what has been done in clinical trials. All
now,
right?
I have a testimonial I want to talk about today where the person was so elated. He says, he was cured of his condition. That's his words.
That's right.
Okay?
That's what he said.
I'm not saying that.
No.
So don't misinterpret. So you can go ahead with your testimony,
okay.
and I'll go ahead with my testimony.
Well, this was very exciting because a great couple who used to live in Maui, and they now live on the mainland, they came to visit and told us both how grateful and happy they were. And they wanted to communicate that to both of us for what they learned at Alive and Well. She shared and said she is free of breast cancer. We are not claiming cures, just healthy, wonderful choices. She said using the marvelous supplements, changing her program and life around, she has been free for years, and she was thrilled about it. And she said, and I have to tell you, she said her son had severe seizures disorder. That's what he was diagnosed with. And with Alive and Well's healthy nutrition program, changing all of his dietary choices and the right kind of supplements to build up the neurological system, she said he has been completely seizure-free, has become a teacher, she said, and these are her words, and has a remarkable, fulfilling life.
Oh, beautiful.
That That's was so
fantastic.
Wonderful and so terrific. And again, I don't like the idea of the door closing. I've heard that so many times in my life. You're going to die. We have amputate your breast. You're going to die, 22 years old. We have to take out your uterus. You're going to die. We have to. You're never going to walk again because you have the family thing and you got no knees and all. Okay, using the right nutrients and supplements instead of letting them chop out the uterus and take you off the breast and all that. I have all of those areas, have wonderful children and beautiful grandchildren. So I'm very grateful for great doctors and great scientists who learn so much about nutrition and what it can do. Okay? And you have a great testimony. Tell this one.
Nutrition is what eating is all about.
That's right.
You've got to provide your body the raw materials it requires to give you abundant energy returns. Okay, here's a testimonial from a guy.
Yes.
He was a very joyful gentleman.
Oh, gosh, yes.
He was dancing in his spirit. It was just amazing. He said he was cured, and these are his words. I'm not reading into this. He said he was cured of his chronic kidney stones thanks to advice from Alive and Well with Chanka Piedra and NAC+. Two big stones tested bigger than 9 milliliters, just dissolved. So he wasn't. Remember, what was that actor's name in the company who was in the dressing room? He's crawling on the floor and crying like a puppy. He's passing kidney stones just before the show began. And he was just terrified and the agony he was going through. That image lives with me forever. Okay? Well, he didn't have the advantage this fellow has of passing the stone, of dissolving the stones so they don't give you agony and misery as they pass, okay? The doctor said that they were completely gone, and the doctors, of course, were amazed because they never heard of such a thing. They were talking about surgery, talking about all kinds of other medical procedures, okay? Also, he said his mother-in-law, with stones, get out of here. What kind of a family is that?
Wow.
Mother-in-law and also had stones, had the same experience with Chanka Piedra.
Isn't that wonderful?
Chanka Piedra means break stone.
That's right.
Okay, stone right. Break.
Ancient and wonderful, beautiful plant, a beautiful herb that grew been used for centuries.
Yeah.
But for kidney, liver, and gallbladder, I had that amazing experience with it. And very few times in my life been to a hospital like that with an emergency thing. And this was years ago, about 15 years now, and had terrible agonizing pain and was diagnosed that I had severe gallstones that had plugged up the ducts to the liver and that the liver enzymes were off the charts. If I didn't have the surgery the next day, I would probably die very soon.
Yeah.
And I was in awful pain, and I was there and said to the gastroenterologist, I'm not going to mention names, I'm going home. He says, Mona, what are you going to do? You can't live. This is going to kill you. The enzymes are off the charts and everything. I said, I'm going to do. I went home and stayed home and did the Royal Breakstone, the NAC, and supportive nutrients, okay? But mostly those were my focus.
Of course.
In less than a week, all things vanished. I felt wonderful. The great doctor, he's a great guy, gave me the test, and he said, I can't believe this. There's no gallstones. The liver enzymes are normal. There's no plugged-up ducts. He said, my God, what did you do? And I shared that information with him. The wonderful thing about this doctor, gastroenterologist who practiced here in Maui, is that he believed, he saw, and he believed.
Mm-hmm.
And he told his other patients that had these different kinds of problems to take those nutrients, to come and talk with us, take those nutrients. So I love that we can learn, can't we? And maybe we should also learn from cultures who have used a natural, organically grown plant for centuries. And the miracle about NAC in so many different ways, how versatile a player it's been.
Well, what's so great about the combination that you talk about?
Yes.
The Chanka Piedra and the NAC. Because the stones do cause damage to the kidneys.
That's right.
Okay. And what is NAC renowned for? Rebuilding kidneys.
And liver.
And, in
deliver
my case,
the liver.
Lungs.
That's right.
Okay.
Oh, God, eliminating abnormal excessive mucus congestion. It's been the main player on the stage anti any viral infection,
right,
and COVID symptoms, et cetera.
Well, if you recall, I had, of course, the emphysema, was diagnosed as emphysema, and I took the NA, but I was also having other complications. The emphysema was causing other problems, and I was toxic from head to toe, building up a lot of urea. My skin was changing color. I looked like a sunflower instead of a normal skin tone.
Well, that would have been kind of handsome on you. You know, sunflower kind of has a nice tone, doesn't it?
Yeah, but
it's shining in there, beautiful. And our daughter called and said she was dancing amongst the sunflowers
beautiful.
The other day. I know.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, I was running through the sunflower acreage, yes. But it also, I was peeing blood. So the kidneys were very badly affected,
right,
with the lungs and the kidneys. And again, the NAC, praise the Lord,
yes.
NAC helps to clear out the lung condition, and it definitely helps with rebuilding the kidneys, the
That's
integrity
right.
of the kidneys.
That's right. And so, but, you know, and even that tea that we were talking about, it has the original Peruvian, was it Spanish? Chanca piedra.
Yeah.
That's the royal break stone. That means breaking up stones. But then they say that supports, they can say it that way, kidney, liver, and gallbladder health. It's wonderful,
beautiful.
Along with the NAC, along with... Remember, a team has its players, right? Okay, a star and supportive players, all right? And I want to applaud a fantastic doctor in this book that he wrote, The Truth About COVID-19, Dr. Joseph Mercola, in a foreword by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. But this, he's talking here, and I'll share this with you, Dan, in a second, okay? And this is how the food industry deceives you into eating unhealthy foods.
Oh, sure.
Well, this is what he is saying in his book. Underlying health conditions like obesity, heart disease, and diabetes are the real pandemic here. Obesity alone doubles your risk of being hospitalized for COVID-19 and raises your risk of death anywhere from 3.68 times, that's 368%. To 12 times, that's 1,200% more, depending on your level of it. Processed food, says the doctor, loaded with industrially processed vegetable oils and soft drinks, chock full of sugar, are key culprits in the development of chronic disease and therefore have a key role to play in COVID-19 hospitalizations and deaths as well. In an editorial published in the British Medical Journal, BMJ, that's the medical doctor's top journal in Britain, okay? Three researchers cited the role of the food industry in driving up rates of obesity and ultimately causing more COVID-19 deaths. He cites the studies. According to the authors of these studies, it is now clear that the food industry shares the blame, not only for obesity pandemic, but also for the severity of COVID-19 disease and its devastating consequences. He quotes the medical researchers from the BMJ. To address this underlying connection, they called on the food industry to immediately cease, that's to stop, promoting unhealthy food and drinks, and for governments to force reformulation of junk foods to better support health.
Oh,
and
sure, Dan, that's going to happen.
And then read his final page here, over here on that, okay?
Ask the government to help produce healthy food.
Yeah, go
Fat
ahead.
Chance, okay.
Fat chance. So read that big paragraph.
How junk food is causing increased COVID deaths. Okay, verbatim, folks. Processed foods made from components extracted from other foods, such as soy protein isolate or factory farmed meats, then loaded with sugars or industrially processed vegetable oils, are designed to be appealing, hyperpalatable, and habit-forming, thanks to additives, crafty packaging and marketing, and a high convenience factor. Yet processed foods give you calories without the vitamins, without the minerals, without the live enzymes or the micronutrients, without the healthy fats and high-quality protein that your body needs. Processed foods increase how fast you eat and delay how full you feel, leading to obesity and metabolic dysfunction. They also increase the risk of conditions such as obesity and cancer and type 2 diabetes and cardiovascular disease, which heightens your risk of COVID-19 and compromise your gut microbiome, which plays a crucial role in your body's immune response to infection and in maintaining overall good health. Even before SARS-CoV-2 surfaced, processed foods were a daily bad idea. In fact, eating over 4 servings of processed foods daily was found to increase your risk of premature death by 62% in a 2019 study. And during the current pandemic, their toxic influence is exponentially magnified. And since diet-related comorbidities are responsible for 94% of all COVID-19 deaths, taking control of your diet is really a simple, common sense strategy to lower the risks associated with this infection.
And you know, you got to hear this.
With any infection.
You got to hear this because this is an enormous study that's been just published, okay? And you have to hear that. Big medical study published in the journal Circulation. Okay? Cutting 20%, I'm quoting them, cutting 20% of sugar from packaged foods and 40% from beverages would prevent 2.48 million cardiovascular disease events. Are we hearing this? Per year. 490,000 cardiovascular deaths per year would be cut by cutting the sugar. And 750,000 diabetes cases in the U.S., according to this study published in Circulation. A team of researchers from Massachusetts General Hospital, the Friedman School of Nutrition Science and Policy at Tufts University, Harvard School of Public Health, and New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene created this to stimulate and quantify the health, economic, and equity impacts of a sugar reduction policy proposed by the U.S. National Salt and Sugar Reduction Initiative, according to a press release. And could you read this final thing about the sugar thing that they showed in
that
study?
Sum it up, baby.
Sum it up, kid.
Again, the article goes on to say, and I'm reading verbatim. The reason I say that verbatim, I don't want you to think that I'm creating this stuff. I'm reporting, okay?
That's it.
And I am not responsible for what, nor am I to be lauded for any good information you receive. I'm simply reporting what the doctors have found. Sugary foods are linked to diabetes and cardiovascular disease. Duh, of course
yeah,
they are.
Right.
Okay.
What else is new?
The leading cause of mortality in the U.S.
That's
get
death,
that?
Dear. That's the word the mortality
disease,
means.
Cardiovascular disease, diabetes, cardiovascular, are the leading causes of death in the U.S., according to this the press release from this medical center. Sugar is one of the most obvious additives in the food supply to reduce to reasonable amounts, says Darius Mofarian, M.D., co-sponsor, author, and dean of the Foundation School of Nutrition Science and Policy at Tufts University.
It's a very respected school.
Our findings show it's time to implement a national program with voluntary sugar reduction targets, which can generate major improvements in health disparities and health care spending in less than a decade. Now,
right.
Let me just relate to you what happened to me just recently. To me, no, I'm sorry. What I was given in conversation with a person who was asking about what they could do for their Parkinson's disease. And I'm not a doctor, and I don't tell them any drugs or any vitamins are going to cure anything, okay? Vitamins and nutrition contribute to a healthy agenda and a healthy lifestyle and a rebirth of good, vibrant health. But this, I mentioned several nutrients that have been shown to be effective in reducing inflammation and helping to reduce some of the symptoms of Parkinson's and help in dietary suggestions. And when I got on the thing of sugar, he said, and he started shaking his head. No, he says, I can't do that. He says, I've got to have my soft drinks, my sodas. So I drink 3 or 4 sodas a day. And sodas alone have been shown to increase the rate of all negative health scenarios.
That's exactly okay. Right. That's exactly right.
Especially the central
right.
nervous system.
Yes, it is.
And is Parkinson's? A major problem with a central nervous system.
Right. That's right. And, you know, this is, again, from the American Heart Association. Are we talking about, we're talking about the big doctor, you know, American Heart Association. This is the published, the Harvard Association. This is what they said about the sugar, that a mountain of scientific research has revealed that sugar is tied to practically every major disease that, from which we suffer.
Have we ever said that before?
Yeah, all the time, okay. Including, this is the American Heart Association, cancer. Daily sugar can cause unhealthy weight gain and increased inflammation. These two factors increase your cancer risks.
Not only that, but sugar feeds cancer.
That's
cancer
right.
Cannot really proliferate without an abundant supply of sugar.
That's what they go on to say, Alzheimer's. Scientists are saying it's increasingly showing that Alzheimer's is another side effect of a sugary Western-style diet. Another big study found that people with high blood sugar had a faster rate of cognitive, that's mental, decline, dropping down, than those with normal blood sugar. Heart disease, according to the Harvard doctors, quote, basically, the higher the intake of sugar, the higher the risk for heart disease. The effects of added sugar cause higher blood pressure, inflammation, weight gain, diabetes, and fatty liver disease, all linked to an increased risk for heart attack and stroke, diabetes and obesity. And then they go on to say, can you finish this here? According to the American Heart Association, read this, Dan.
Here we go, folks.
This is, again, American Heart Association.
Guess what?
Not Mona.
Guess what? This is verbatim, okay? According to the American Heart Association, women should have no more than 6 teaspoons of sugar daily, and men should have no more than 9 teaspoons daily. That's an incredible amount of sugar.
That's right, but they're trying to cut down from the huge amount that people ordinarily do, and we'll talk a little bit more about it.
Worst of all, they say, if you're like most Americans, you actually eat more than double that much sugar in a day, about 22 teaspoons of sugar.
Unbelievable.
Per day. That's 260 cups,
that's
or
right.
130 pounds of sugar each year.
And I would say what the French say, incroyable. Can you say that?
Yeah,
can
incredible.
Gary say that?
Yeah.
Incroyable. That means unbelievable, incredible.
Now, going back, I've read other articles, which I don't have at my beck and call here, the gist of which was at the time of the American Revolution, 1776, people ate maybe 3 pounds a year of sugar. Now it's 130 pounds of sugar per
unreal,
year.
Unreal.
All that extra sugar, the doctors say, breaks down to about 500 calories a day. That's hundreds of calories with absolutely zero nutritional or cancer-fighting benefit. How to know if you're in the sugar zone? Okay. 5 signs you need to drop your sugar, that you're in the sugar you need a sugar detox.
And this is what the doctors are saying, not Dennis.
Yeah.
Right, you're quoting that. Go ahead, Dave.
Of course, I'm quoting. Number one, your mood is up and down. When you eat sugar, you're feeling fantastic. The world is your oyster, and all is right in heaven. But about an hour later, you're dragging your tail across the floor.
Up and down blood sugar levels. Whoop, 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 whoop. Cortisol.
You're dragging your tail across the floor like
right.
a wounded pup and wondering why God hates you, okay? Number two, you don't sleep very well. The same scenario. Your body is hyperstimulated, and then your whole hormone structure is disrupted. You struggle to lose those stubborn pounds, of course. If you're eating sugars, you're going to have stubborn pounds. And 4, you get acne and skin issues. Again, these are all symptoms of inflammation.
Inflammation.
And what's what
feeding
sugar?
The bad bacteria. Remember what the doctor said so many years ago in the study that we had in our first health food store, that it feeds the one and only food that feeds cancer, viruses, bacteria, and fungi are sugar and foods that convert to sugar.
And heart disease.
That's right.
And every other disease.
Yes.
Because they all create inflammation. You've heard
That's
us
right.
talk about inflammation so much in the past. But one more time, folks. If you're creating chronic inflammation, you're creating ill health scenario. Your body's trying to catch up. Your body's trying to be healthy. But the inflammation is burning up your energy levels.
That's
you
right.
You get a spurt of energy, and as I mentioned before, an hour later, you're depressed, you're anxious, you're angry, you're upset, and you're dragging your tail. You have no energy whatsoever.
And
wondering why the world hates you, okay?
Right. And what I wanted to say, too, is a thought that I really hate. I don't like a big vacuum. I don't like a big empty gap, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the big empty gap. I like to say, instead of thinking of elimination, Think of substitution.
Substitution.
Okay, you're taking away something toxic and terrible that you put into your system, but you don't, because, well, it gives me satisfaction. You can have that satisfaction from magnificent things. I love green tea, the matcha green tea in the morning. I love to do that. And I put stevia in it. It's a plant. Yeah. It tastes wonderful. It gives zero sugars. And it's not a synthetic drug substitute, which has negative side effects.
And if you want to have a snack, a little food other than just a drink, have some blueberries, some organic blueberries, organic strawberries.
Right, they're much lower in sugar than other fruits.
And you could have a bite of cheese along with it.
Organic.
Which gives you some healthy fats and some healthy protein.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And, you know, there's wonderful nuts and seeds that are
absolutely
organic. We have a lot of that even in Maui. Not peanuts. I'm talking about the other nuts and seeds.
Walnuts particularly are very good for the brain, the central nervous system.
So there's a lot of choice.
Brazil nuts as well.
So there are wonderful choices that you can make that are delicious. And chocolate has been a lot. When it's organic chocolate, you can eat monk fruit, which was that ancient herb that was used I don't know how many centuries. Again, tastes delicious. And you often get that combined in what's called keto. Keto means fat burning. It's not
keto,
giving you
K-E-T-O.
K-E-T-O.
Yeah.
Okay. And so you know, there are wonderful substitutes you can make that are very satisfying mm-hmm. and very delicious without doing something that's going to sabotage your life and health. And, you know, Den brought up about pain and inflammation. I think this is an extremely important that Mercola brings up too, and about the curcumin that people are now thinking, because they're hearing the word about curcumin. Curcumin, all right? And the active ingredient in turmeric, about how it reduces inflammation.
By 2,000%.
This is what point that he makes
yeah.
here. Curcumin, I'm reading what's said, and he quotes it. He has a list of studies that go all right around the room. Curcumin, the major biologically active phenolic compound in turmeric, ranks in the top 5 out of 25 compounds for effectiveness in lowering severity of COVID-19 and death rates from COVID-19. He's basing this only on studies. He's got all the studies listed. Curcumin, says the doctor, has poor absorption and rapid metabolism and elimination. It must be combined with another compound to improve bioavailability, which is piperine, found in black pepper. Evidence proves curcumin reduces pain, inflammation in those with arthritis, improves cognitive function, helps reduce chronic inflammation associated with cardiovascular disease, obesity, and insulin resistance.
Read okay. those things again. Just go with that list one more
Let's
time.
Let's go with that. Evidence proves, says the doctor, curcumin also reduces pain and inflammation in those with arthritis, improves cognitive function, that's brain function, reduces chronic inflammation associated with cardiovascular disease, obesity, and insulin resistance. He makes the point, Dan, that you have said, okay, that with the bioperine, there's a 2,000% greater absorption and effectiveness.
That's right.
Exactly. And he says
that's been in pain power for the past 10 years.
Right. And he goes about improving. He does all of this on the different studies in 20 and 21, quotes them all. And all of these studies to improve COVID outcomes, top 5. And he says researchers found it noteworthy that none of the patients who received potent curcumin deteriorated during the 14-day follow-up period, but 40% of the control group, which didn't get curcumin, did. Okay?
Now, and that's of what condition?
They were talking about COVID-19.
So what he's saying is that the curcumin with piperine. Review
yes.
that one more time.
Yeah, and I'm going to have you read that about
okay.
the piperine in 1 second, because they're still finish this one study and then give you the piperine.
But you just said that the curcumin with piperine improved the condition of COVID?
Yes, it did. Yeah, that's right. Dramatically. Okay.
What is that quote?
And the quote from the conditions that the patients who received potent curcumin, none of them deteriorated during the 14-day period that they were given that. But 40% of the control group did that didn't receive it.
Ah-ha-ha.
Okay. And he goes on to cite the second study using this form of curcumin. They recruited patients with COVID-19 to look at inflammatory cytokine expression. That's that killer inflamed, which destroys the lungs. They were divided into patients who received the curcumin and 20 who received placebo. The researchers measured the cytokine secretion. They concluded that potent curcumin modulates the, quote, the increased rate in inflammatory cytokines, okay?
It reduces
that, which causes an improvement in clinical manifestation and overall recovery. I want you to read this thing that he has this quote in the studies about this form of piperine. Okay, read that about piperine. Okay.
Let me get these papers straightened out so I can read it.
Okay.
The headline is curcumin alone has poor bioavailability, but it goes on to say the curcumin with piperine is an alkaloid found in black pepper, which is responsible for the distinct taste. On its own, it has several health benefits, including anti-inflammatory effects and insulin-resistant properties. That is, it helps to lower blood sugar levels, healthy blood sugar
levels. Go ahead.
When the scientists combined it with curcumin, it can raise the bioavailability of curcumin by 2,000%.
So Dennis is not just speaking independently when you've said that. There's loads of the clinical data that supports the fact that, and that's exactly what's in Pain Power. That's exactly why it was designed to have that piperine along with that.
It raises the bioavailability of curcumin by 2,000% by blocking the metabolic pathway, thus increasing the amount available in the body.
That's right. Okay? That's exactly right.
That's been in Pain Power since we've formulated Pain Power 10 years ago.
Right. That's exactly right. And going along with the amazing and high bioavailability of the curcuminoids done in that particular manner, here's another report about the other main ingredient in Pain Power.
Okay.
Did you have something else you wanted to add about the piperine? And this is another doctor reporting from, this is a very famous place, Smithsonian Institution. Have we heard, there's a lot of background to that, right, Dennis? Even when I was growing up, we heard about how important was the Smithsonian Institution. Confirms the unstoppable medicinal power of frankincense. And this is a report by that, Al Sears reporting on it. Alan Tuade, historian of medicine at the Institute for the Preservation of Medical Traditions at the Smithsonian Institution reports, quote, we have textual and archaeological evidence that frankincense was used as a medicinal substance in antiquity, right? And they're talking about the Boswellia extract. Scientists at Cardiff University in Wales add that Boswellian frankincense alleviates symptoms of joint discomfort. And A.J. Goll, Ph.D., Director of Epigenetics and Cancer Prevention at the Baylor Research Institute at Baylor University Medical Center, adds that Boswellia's frankincense full potential is just beginning to be realized. And so, again, we've realized that, and thankfully the great people that we've worked with have. So that's another one of the three enormous players that are put together in Pain Power, why
Absolutely.
It's had such great success, is the Boswellian frankincense. It's interesting that the Smithsonian Institute prefaces this, what made frankincense so valuable that the wise men presented it to Mother Mary. I said that too, because that long ago it's been known that active ingredient in Boswellia was used for centuries for pain and inflammation.
The thing that's so infuriating is that the modern scientific synthetic world says that, oh, that's herbal stuff. That's herbal folk medicine. That doesn't really do anything. Well, it did things 2,000 years ago. It did things before 2,000 years ago. And it still holds true with the pure herbal extracts which, again, Pain Power has the boswellia. It has the curcumin from turmeric.
And it has the wonderful enzymes that eat up the inflammation.
Is turmeric a couple of weeks old?
Did they just discover that? Thousands of years.
Okay. All right. And it has nattokinase, which has been used in as a major component in Oriental medicine for years, okay?
Yes.
And serratiol peptidase, the same kind of
thing.
And
no allergens. No allergens.
Zero.
No synthetics. No anything. No animal. No allergen. All of those things. Absolutely proven. But those living vegetarian enzymes that eat up inflammation, mm-hmm. like you were saying, including high-dose nattokinase, eating up inflammation. Remember, what everybody gets afraid of the cytokine storm, that very inflammatory chemical destroying lung tissue, which is so big with the terror with the COVID-19. And remember, these enzymes eat up inflammatory cytokines.
That's right.
So you have why it's so great, but not just for pain, but for so many different areas. And again, I think back in my own life about the family curse, you know, I can't understand sometimes, but crippling my mother, you know, young, relatively, crippling her sister and other members of the family. And I got hit with it. They had many years ago, and Pain Power saved me. They said, bone on bone, we have to give you transplants or you'll be in a wheelchair for the rest of your life.
That's right.
And then again, they gave that to our daughter too and said that. And the Pain Power saved me. I was fine dancing around the room. They said, you'll never be able to, you're going to be in a wheelchair. No, I'm dancing around the room, still am many years later. And my daughter gave her back her Broadway career, bone on bone hip. Same thing from the family. And we have a lot of good stuff from the family, but sometimes you get a negative, but you can deal with it. Right, dear?
Too much sugar from your ancestors. That's blame it on them.
Blame it on the ancestors. Don't get me started on this then. I mean, I'm a Jewish gal from New York, and the Ashkenazi Jew means, you know, European Jews is the whole family. We had a lot of different problems, all right? A lot of, but again, okay, I'm thinking of the chicken soup, you know.
So the
chicken soup with vegetables.
Just
all right.
Don't finagle me another. Don't finagle a bagel.
Finagle, all right.
Don't finagle a bagel.
And don't give me tsuris. In case any of our friends don't know what tsuris is, it's grief. And the Jewish people knew how to say it better than anybody else. Tsuris.
Well, curcumin, as all these medical reports show, does indeed reduces pain of arthritis.
That's right.
It reduces inflammation, as we've said so many times, inflammation, which is created by white flour and by sugars and by junk foods. Inflammation is the source of all, spell that, A-L-L, disease.
That's right.
All disease emanates from uncontrolled inflammation.
That's right. And you know something, dear? What is it? How did the term actually become the salt of the earth? You know, the term about salt being something that had to do with the spice.
Well, it's so very
and the
basic.
You can't believe they're not going. Our dear friends are not even going to believe this article that we need. I think we should touch on because I could say to you, you know, you're kind of the salt of my life. Sometimes you get a little bitey onto the taste buds, but most of the time you're the salt of my life. Okay,
oh,
you add
that's
a lot
sweet.
Of flavor.
Yeah.
All right.
A little excess, it burns, though, right?
All right. So anyway, here's this medical report. Our friends are going to get a kick out of this about their reporting about the Alzheimer's. Shocking news about how eating salt affects your brain.
Uh-huh.
Research now shows, this they gave the background, that running short of salt can interfere with your thinking abilities. Oh, my goodness. Having too little sodium in the blood, a condition referred to as hyponatremia, hypo means low, natremia, is associated with a slippage. You don't want to get your feet slipping there in cognitive function. It can interfere with reasoning power, memory, attention span, and command of language. Colorado scientists point out that in other studies, mild hyponatremia, low salt levels, has already been connected with attention deficit, problems walking and getting around, falls, broken bones, heart issues, and premature death. Good grief. The Colorado test involved more than 5,400 men over the age of 65 whose health and well-being were tracked for 4.5 years. They found that those with slightly lower amounts of sodium in their blood had increased risk for developing memory and thinking problems during the years of the study. Okay? Would you read that slightly lower sodium level?
Slightly lower, that's me.
Read that. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Verbatim, folks. Slightly lower sodium levels in the blood are likely to be unnoticed in clinical practice, says researcher Kristen Novak, because both slightly lower serum sodium levels and mild changes in cognitive function are common occurrences with advancing age. Future research on this topic is very important, including determining whether correcting lower sodium levels affects cognitive function. Now, people are going to say, but I've got to have salt-free diet because I have my blood pressure. Why is that so? Well, salt attracts moisture, water. Excess water in the blood increases blood pressure. So the way around that is what? Holistic physicians say, forget the purified, iodized commercial salt.
Yes, yes.
If you're eating salt, the ancient salt beds.
Himalayan salt. Right, it's wonderful. And, That's what we use.
Which are loaded with minerals. Nutrients.
Yes,
okay?
Definitely. Magnesium, other great things.
And that does not raise your blood pressure.
No, it does not.
Okay. So, but here again, this article goes into it. People that are in advancing age have less mental capabilities, and they're having high blood pressure. And so the doctors say salt-free. The conditions, it's just a temporary fix, which doesn't really fix anything.
That's right. It doesn't fix anything. And again, it there's a joy that you can then incorporate with the right kind of salt, sprinkling on the food. And then the doctors here, and they're talking about a big clinical trials. They said the doctor, they're quoting, the doctors found that consuming a moderate amount of healthy salt is good for your heart health.
There you go.
Just what the doctors found as their summation. So I think that's, and speaking of heart, there's this is a publication by all cardiologists, natural heart doctors, how nutrient deficiencies wreak havoc on heart health. And they say here, symptoms of general nutrient deficiency that they see in their medical practice. Okay, fatigue, weakness, aches and pain, increased anxiety, depression, irritability, mood disturbances, brain fog, skin issues like dry skin or acne, brittle hair and nails, and headaches. And the doctors say the top eight nutrient deficiencies we see in our clinic are magnesium, major mineral, they say, involved in over 300 cellular functions. Common nutrient deficiency in cardiovascular conditions, high blood pressure, heart arrhythmias, muscle cramp. The deficiency shows muscle cramps, fatigue, and muscle weakness, osteoporosis, brittle bones, headaches, migraines, high blood pressure, irregular heartbeat. So it's a very common health problem, they say. And your daily magnesium should be at a minimum 300 to 400 milligrams per day. B12, essential vitamin that your body can't produce, and they go into those symptoms, which are pretty similar to that. And the common causes of B12 deficiency include low stomach acid, gut issues, like leaky gut. And another big player, they say right here, that is so critical, the doctors say, I'm going to have you read this, about vitamin K2. Vitamin K2. Read about the K2, would you, dear?
Okay. Okay, too. The importance of vitamin K2 is still relatively unknown to most clinicians. Vitamin K has two forms. K1 is the primary form found in green leafy vegetables. K2 arises from animal and fermented foods. K2 serves a diverse range of functions in the body besides blood clotting. It is K1 K1 is a major factor in proper blood clotting. K2 goes above and beyond that in another direction, other benefits. Serves a diverse range of functions in the body besides the blood clotting of K1. It is especially important for heart health, as K2 helps to reverse arterial calcification.
There you go.
And lower the risk of cardiovascular disease.
It works brilliantly.
How does it reduce the calcification of the arteries? It removes calcium deposits from the arteries.
Right.
And everywhere else in your body. Removes the calcium. It doesn't just poop it away. It redirects that calcium to be put into your bones.
That's right. Oh, and it was shown dramatically, and it has a great buddy, vitamin D3. It was shown dramatically to increase bone density by 60% to 80%. And that's a thing we suffer from, not only the hardened arteries as we get older, but we suffer from bone deterioration.
And it also helps improve clotting problems. It also helps improve bruising or bleeding.
Definitely so.
It also helps arterial calcification, reducing arterial calcification. And aortic stenosis, that's one I didn't know about, aortic stenosis. And it helps to improve weak bones or osteoporosis by redepositing the calcium that's laying there in your arteries and your capillaries, which shouldn't be there in the first place, picking it up, moving it where it's supposed to be, back into your bones. Anxiety and depression, and also in cancer. But here's a very important part also, which they didn't go into here. It removes not just the calcium, it removes all the plaqueish components that are building up in your
beautiful,
arteries and your
capillaries. Beautiful, beautiful,
and it redirects those other components to your bowels, to your colon, to get it out of your body.
Very good. What a great star player.
Phenomenal.
No, and you know, there was a song written about that, but they didn't know. There was a song written about that a long time ago.
Really? What was that song?
Them bones and bones are gonna walk around. Them bones and bones are gonna walk around. Them bones and bones are gonna walk around. Let's joyfully say the name of the Lord. Well, maybe they were talking from the biblical story. Absolutely.
All right,
but
baby.
Still, I think that it makes our bones walk around a little bit, quite more than a little bit better.
Yeah.
Isn't that exciting?
It is very exciting. It's something, again, it's a nutrient. It isn't a drug. It doesn't have toxic consequences. It's not going to give you a side effect of something else you got to take another drug for to cure the other drug for.
Exactly. And the doctors go on and they finally they answer the deficiency of vitamin K2. The symptoms of deficiency are blood clotting problems, bruising and bleeding, arterial calcification, all those different things you said. And they add on their list the importance of B vitamins, vitamin A, and glutathione, which they call the master antioxidants of all cells. Okay, and they say it reduces inflammation, transports toxins out of the body. All these research has shown that a deficiency of glutathione in heart cells can result in advanced progression of cardiovascular disease and heart failure. And now they say NAC is the major glutathione booster in the body. How
Isn't
important,
amazing?
And these are the cardiologists saying that, and vitamin D3. Vitamin D3, they say, is essential for regulating mineral balance, promoting healthy bones and teeth, regulating insulin levels, cardiovascular function, and preventing chronic disease like cardiovascular disease, cancer, and now autoimmune disease. These are the doctors, cardiologists.
And they don't mention there, but it's been mentioned some ad infinitum. 80 to 85% of the population of America has a vitamin D3 deficiency.
That's
not
right.
Just low vitamin D, but an absolute deficiency.
That's right. Okay. And so the doctors are saying that these are all the things that they see in their clinic, okay?
Right.
And how important it is to keep up these levels on all different counts. And again, remember, you want the greatest information, you want the greatest supplements, and the greatest prices too. You come to Alive and Well, and you have got to reward yourself with the fabulous broth cafe at Alive and Well. And remember to call to make your orders ready for you.
On your own app, on your phone, go to the broth app at Alive and Well.
That's right. That's wonderful.
Okay.
And if you feel like, well, I just want to come in and look, you can come in and look around.
Absolutely.
And just enjoy yourself. Absolutely. And it's just so exciting, the wonderful choices you get, the Vortex Power Water, the juice cleanses, the high-concentration juices that are there. You can always call and talk to Belinda.
And you always get a chance to sit down with Mona and talk. Or if you want to talk with me, we can talk. Set up the time, set up the appointment that's perfect for you to discuss your health problem. We're not doctors.
No,
we don't
play doctor
in any way. But we do give you the same kind of information you hear on this radio every week.
That's right. Set up a time and call our number there.
877-4950.
And set up a time that's good for you. No charge. Beautiful, beautiful environment. We love to be with you. We're there for you. And come on in, and we love to see you.
This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you folks one more time that
optimum
health is
alive and well
in Kahului.
Aloha.